The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And as they were conversing about all the things that had occurred, it happened that they were conversing and debating, and Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. And he asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, and looking downcast, one of them named Cleopas said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there these past few days?" And he replied, "What sort of things?" And they said, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers handed him over to a sentence of death, and they crucified him. We were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all of this, it is now the third day since it happened, and some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, but did not find his body. And they came back and reported they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those there went to the tomb and found things just as the women had told them, but they did not see him. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer and enter into glory?' And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them what referred to him in all of the scriptures. And as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression he was going further. But they urged him, 'Stay with us. It is nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them, and it happened that while he was still with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. And with that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to one another, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. This fascinating story appears only in the Gospel of Luke. It comes at the very end of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, if you look it up. In our pilgrim journeys to the Holy Land all through the years, the first day we go to Bethlehem to celebrate the birth of Christ. And the second day, we begin the pilgrimage to go north to Galilee, about 65, 70 miles up to the Sea of Galilee. But on the way, our first stop is at Emmaus. It's called Abu Ghosh. It's an absolutely mystical place. There's a Benedictine monastery, and we spend part of the day there reflecting on this gospel. Now, this gospel has exceptional power and teaching for us. These two disciples are walking away from Jerusalem biblically, Jerusalem is your place of destiny. And your destiny includes suffering. It includes dying and rising again. That's the first teaching that Luke has here. Jerusalem is the place of destiny. And these two disciples are walking away from their destiny. One of them is named Cleopas. Some scholars have thought maybe it was a husband and a wife. But Cleopas and whoever was the other one, they were disillusioned. They couldn't understand a suffering Messiah. We had hoped that he was the one, but then he suffered and he died. And we were crushed. And they do what many people do. They feed one another's disillusionment. As they walked along, they're sharing the bad news. Bad news becomes enlarged when we start sharing it with someone else who wants to affirm the bad news. So they're walking along, but Jesus does not turn them around. Keep in mind, they're walking 7 miles west of Jerusalem. They're walking into the sunset. That's an important symbol. And when they get to Emmaus, it's evening and the day is over. Stay with us, they say. Jesus does not turn them around. He walks with them. He knows that they're walking away from their destiny, but he walks with them. And he opens the scriptures to tell them that the Messiah had to suffer. And when they see him in the breaking of the bread, they return to Jerusalem and they join the community, a community that's brought to life and refreshed and renewed in the understanding that Jesus has risen from the dead. There's much more in this story. But what it does tell us is that somewhere in our destiny, following Jesus Christ, there is the inevitable suffering. Some reversal, some disillusionment, could be in a family, it could be with the church, it could be wherever it is. But don't walk away from Jerusalem. That's your place of destiny. It's a place where suffering will be part of your journey. It also means that times of disillusionment may be part of your journey until you understand that Jesus has risen from the dead, has conquered the world, has overpowered all evil, all sin, and therefore to follow Jesus Christ is to be in freedom, not downcast. It says they were downcast. Of course you're going to be downcast. You walk away from your destiny and you begin to say, why does this happen? And I don't understand this. We don't understand mystery. And Jerusalem is a place of mystery. So keep this in mind. It's a very powerful teaching from Luke here. It only appears in Luke. And it's worth reading. It's worth a meditation. It's worth writing a journal on this to say, where is my destiny? Where is my Jerusalem? And how is it that my Jerusalem must involve sacrifice? It must involve generosity for others. Christ died for others, not for himself. It must involve some kind of a mystery in life. We have a mystery. I can't quite explain it. But somehow, this is part of divine revelation in my life. And keep in mind that however disillusioned we may become, Christ walks with us. We are never abandoned by Christ. He has risen, overcome the world. We don't merit Jesus Christ. We need Jesus Christ. The Lord does not give us what we deserve. He gives us what we need. So keep that in mind. It's a very powerful teaching, and that becomes part of the meditation at Abu Ghosh. Pause now for a moment of prayer.